Hey man, well, it's great to see you guys. Excited to be doing this lesson tonight. We're diving into a very important and relevant topic, which is disciple dating, or the heart behind going on dates in the kingdom, as brothers and sisters in Christ. And we really do want to encourage you guys to give your whole heart to this lesson, to take notes. Because tonight we want to equip you guys with the scriptures, with practicals, with ideas for dates, and really just some great principles when it comes to building a healthy dating culture in our ministries. And like Rob said, we don't have time tonight to cover absolutely everything under the umbrella of this topic, but we are going to try our best to get through a solid amount and really talk about how we can grow in our conviction of why we need to be on dates, why that's important, but also how to view dating in a spiritual way, in a godly way. And after the lesson, definitely be thinking, as you're hearing the lesson tonight and as we're in the scriptures, definitely think about questions that you might have. And save those questions for the breakout rooms. Those will be men and women split, and just a great time to, to workshop things, to ask questions, and to get clarification. But I want to start by just talking about the idea of dating in general, right? Dating is actually not really something that's been around for a long time. Dating is a rather new thing, specifically in Western culture. And dating is not in the Bible. But the Bible, even though it doesn't talk about dating specifically, the Bible does talk a lot about Christian relationships, about holiness, about marriage, and really about being a people of God, being set apart and doing relationships in a holy way. And so what we have to do is, again, even though there aren't scriptures that say, here's how you date, but what we have to do is look at the scriptures and take from the Bible biblical convictions and principles that we can then apply to dating and how we view dating and how we approach dating in the church. So already, I mean, if you think about it, we're at a bit of a disadvantage because dating really is it's a worldly invention. And a lot of times dating is done with worldly motives in most cases. And God usually isn't the main character of dating, right? So we have to look at dating with a biblical lens, a Jesus lens, right? A kingdom lens, and not let the world inform our view of dating more than God does, even though it is more of a worldly thing. And so I think we just got to start there, guys. If we're being honest, we got to start by acknowledging, man, how much the world, media, friends, and past experiences and relationships have influenced our view of what a date even is, or what dating even is, right? Our past relationships with people of the opposite sex, all these things go into our view of what is dating about, right? And so things like, honestly, even the music we listen to, right? Popular music, the social media we take in, the movies we watch about romances. I mean, thousands of movies just with that title date in it, right? There's all these factors that plays into our thinking on what going on a date and what dating is even about. So, because of all that worldly influence, we have to fight extra hard to adopt this Christ-centered view of relationships, of friendships, right? And so before we dive into that any further, we want to start by just asking you tonight, with all that being said, are you willing to let the scriptures change your perspective on dating? Are you open to thinking differently about dating? And will you put Christ before yourself and before other worldly ideas when it comes to relationships with the opposite sex? Will you put Christ first before yourself and your own desires? Because, guys, at the end of the day, we are disciples of Jesus. Amen. We've made Jesus Lord, and Lordship, right? Letting Jesus reign in our life. Lordship should cover every area of our life. And a lot of that is our relationships. Our relationships make up so much of what our life is. And so Lordship, making Jesus Lord, should be seen in this area of our life as well, including relationships and how we think about dating. And so we got to make Jesus Lord of our dating culture, right? Letting Jesus inform how we go about dating more than anything else. And you might be coming to this lesson tonight and maybe you were thinking, oh man, we're going to talk about, you know, what do you do when you really want to start dating someone consistently, right? Or if you like someone and you want to be in a relationship. But tonight, we're going to start honestly where we need to start. Before we can talk about that, we need to talk about, well, what does it mean just to plan a great date? What does it mean to have the heart behind that? And just honestly having a heart to encourage your brother or your sister in Christ. Because any good relationship is built on the foundation of a good, encouraging friendship, right? Before you can have a great dating relationship, you first need to know, how do I build a great friendship with a brother or sister in Christ? And really just be an encourager. And so that's where we need to start tonight, right? If you want to be, and this is probably for a lot of you, if you want to be in a relationship someday, and you want to be dating someone, you're going to, once you do start dating, what do you do when you're dating? You go on a lot of dates, right? Some of us want to be there, but we haven't actually planned or gone on a date in a long time. And so what would make sense is to first start with, okay, how can I grow in this for myself? How can I focus on really thinking about how to encourage and learn dating, learn how to plan this? Because that's what we need if we want to get to a place where we're ready to be in a dating relationship. And hopefully in a future lesson, that's something we can talk about and we can tackle. But I want to start with reading Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 to 13. So turn over there, Hebrews 3, verses 12 to 13. Because what is this all about, guys? It's about encouragement. And we're going to talk more about that here in the beginning of our lesson. So the Hebrew writer says in verse 12, "See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." Notice how it says, "See to it." What does that mean, to see to something? It means you take initiative. You go and make it happen. You see to it that your brother or that your sister in Christ is encouraged, right? You make that happen. Why? So that our hearts don't become hard and turn away from God. Encouragement softens our hearts as humans, and especially in our relationship. The best friendships you have, they're encouraging, right? You get encouragement from that person, and therefore you feel closer to them and you're able to be more vulnerable with them. And honestly, they bring you closer to God. And so when it comes to how we think about dating, you guys have probably heard the term before, an encouragement date, right? Or encouragement dating. Okay. Some of us, we hear that and maybe we cringe a little bit because we're just like, man, that just sounds so hokey pokey, or like, man, it just sounds like you're just taking me on this date because you're just feeling so burdened. Like, oh, I guess I have to take you on an encouragement date. But tonight we want to help to kind of change the narrative of even how you hear that and even how you think about that. And the scriptures should help us change our thinking on that. But, you know, call it what you want. But our goal, our heart in the body of Christ should be to encourage people, to encourage the brothers and sisters in our ministries. And a great way to do that is through going on dates, right? But making it about encouraging the person you're going on the date with. Because again, encouragement, it softens the heart But when we're not receiving encouragement, Satan has more room to really get in there and to discourage us. And so for me, with my experience with dating, I think, you know, I became a Christian in high school, and I'll be honest, my first couple dates as a teen disciple, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to, you know, be a good brother and get to know the sister and maybe try to be giving, even though I was very introverted, you know? So I had a kind of long learning curve when it comes to learning how to plan great dates and have great dates. But one thing I'm grateful for that I was taught, even in teen ministry, is that these dates, they're not about finding the one, right? And amen, dating will lead to that, God willing. But these are just about, hey, you're my sister in Christ, or you're my brother in Christ, and I want to encourage you. I want to get to know you, and I'm going to take out this time in the week and be intentional and say, this is a time for our friendship and for us to have some fun, to get to know each other and to be encouraged. So it's friendship building, right? It's more about that than anything else. It's not romantic. Again, that can be hard because the world is all about that. But for us, it's about encouragement. And so think about it this way is, you know, maybe you see someone in your ministry and you feel like, oh man, they're going through a really hard time, you know, and you start thinking, man, how could I encourage this brother or sister? Just a way to think about dating is that is a great way to go after encouraging someone, right? To initiate that. It's dating is a great tool in our tool belt as Christians to grow in our friendships, to encourage each other, and to really grow closer in our friendships and brother-sister relationships. And so I really want to make it clear tonight that when you are about to ask someone on a date, or if you are being asked on a date, don't automatically start feeling weird about it or like, oh, do they like me or why are they asking me? No, just go with it and trust that the heart is they want to encourage you, right? That is the heart of it. And sometimes we can overthink things and be like, oh, I don't know if I should ask that sister, or oh, I don't know if I should ask this brother. In most cases, it's not worth overthinking it. The heart that's there and the intention that people have is to encourage you, is to have a fun time and to build a great friendship. And so there's a reason why we don't call a date just a hangout, right? And hangouts are great. There's a time and place to have a hangout with your brothers and sisters in Christ, but it's way different. You know, let's say if I went up to Hannah when we were in college together, and let's say I had feelings for her, which I did in college, but let's say I just said, hey, you want to hang out sometime? Yeah, I was thinking we could just go hang out, maybe invite some people. That carries a different connotation than if I go up to Hannah after midweek and I say, hey, how's your day going? You know, have a conversation. Hey, I'd love to take you out on a date. Would you be free next Saturday at this time to do this activity with these people, right? Which is more encouraging? Hey, sis, you want to hang out sometime? Or, hey, I would really love to take you out on a date. And notice how I didn't say, hey, Sister Hannah Baker, I'd love to take you on an encouragement date if you'd be willing to be encouraged. And I was thinking we could go with multiple people. No, I didn't say it like that, right? I'm not trying to make it weird, but I am trying to be encouraging and make the sister feel special, right? And so I would give you that advice to say, maybe don't, as you're asking someone, say an encouragement date. We know the heart, right? We know the heart behind it. But at the end of the day, you're taking time to plan a date, right? You're taking for brothers, you're taking your sister out on a date. It's not just a hangout, right? It's something more special than that. Hangouts are great, but it's hangouts can happen very easily, right? Hang out after church, hang out after Friday night Devo. But a date is something that is planned and not just spur of the moment. And we're going to go through some more practicals in a bit here. But a similar scripture that I do want to read is Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. I'm just going to read it here. It says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another and all the more as you see the day approaching. That was Hebrews 10 verses 24 and 25. So I'm going to pass over to Hannah here to share more on this perspective of why dates are so important and why they're so encouraging and needed. So go for it.
Okay. Not going to lie, guys, I have had a knot in my stomach the whole time we've been talking about this, because I can just imagine how some people are feeling. I see a few of your faces, not going to say who. There's only like a bar of people at the top that I can see, but I'm just sitting next to Mark like, oh my gosh, like, how are they receiving this? Or what's going through people's minds? Just because I've had so many conversations with you sisters, and I've had plenty of experiences of my own that it's like, it was called an encouragement date, but I didn't feel encouraged, or I don't know, just like cringe moments, right? That it was just, anyway, just around this topic, I just know people can feel and think a lot of different things. But, you know, I love that Hebrews 4 scripture that Mark was sharing about, or Hebrews 3. It was Hebrews 3? I don't know why I thought that was a Hebrews 4. Anyway, okay, so in that scripture where it talks about like not being hardened by sin's deceitfulness, I think that that is why that to me, I remember in college feeling the pull and like the, I remember hearing the lies of Satan, whether it be coming through a DM in my Instagram inbox from a guy in my class who wants to take me out for coffee, or I don't know, just the temptation of the people in the cafeteria, like a new person coming up and sitting next to me because I was alone and trying to get to know me, just like very tempting situations where I was getting encouragement, I guess, you know, like in a sense, or attention more so from a source that was without good intention. But the reason that it felt so enticing and maybe something that I would want to do or go do was because, I don't know, maybe I hadn't been on a date in a while with a brother, or I just didn't really, or two, I think part of my heart was because I didn't understand the need for dating in a non-romantic way. Until I started to feel that like, hardening of my heart, you know, when it's like, I started to crave that romantic, but I didn't even have like deep friendships with guys or good friendships with brothers in the ministry that could like encourage me and keep me from being hardened by sin's deceitfulness. And so I just think that that's a real way that we can see this scripture really be played out or active in our lives. And I think too, what really encouraged me when I was in college around the idea of encouragement dates is after, I think maybe it was a group of us who had been in the campus ministry for like 3 years at that point or so. This is when I first started seeing it talked about, is we had like a really great culture of going on dates. And it was because our brothers were so awesome and encouraging to us and taking a lot of people on dates. Like a lot of the, most of the women in the ministry were going on multiple dates, at least one a month is what I was seeing. And we just felt really encouraged by our brothers. And we were like, all we wanted to do was like encourage them back more and more and find ways to do that. And there was this countercultural sister in the ministry who was like, let's take the brothers on dates. Oh. And so that was like, I see your face. Kaylee was like ears perking up. Like, wait, what?
Radical.
No, but the heart just being like to encourage the brothers. Right. And some were super epic and fun and they actually happened. But I just wanted to say too that when the heart is to just encourage and do that, the brothers are so great at it. But how can we encourage your brother's back. One way that I also see, and I guess this was supposed to be more of like a practical thing in the back, but this, I think that this message can sound a lot towards the men and like what they need to do. But I think we have to be thinking as the women, if we were asked on a date, like, and that was encouraging, like Mark was describing, like the asking and how, what sounded more encouraging, right? But like how to be encouraging while you're out on a date with someone, like being engaged in conversation. If they're asking you questions, you're asking questions back and showing interest in them. And, participating in the activity, even if maybe it's not your favorite thing to do, because there was thought put into it and maybe he thought you would be encouraged by it or whatever it may be. But I just had so much fun in college going on encouragement dates and got to know so many brothers that I have friendships with still to this day. And, you know, it was healthy and not romantic and fun and really great memories. There was a time where Mark and I went on a date at the mall before we were like anywhere near dating, and we were doing just like ridiculous things. And those are some of like my favorite memories that I have with building my friendship with Mark. And I think that's all I wanted to share.
Yeah. When she says doing ridiculous things, what we did is basically like Impractical Jokers at the mall, where we had like a earbud in and we're on the phone and just told your date to go up to random strangers and do weird stuff. And it was really funny. And Hannah scared this little girl. She like popped out of a door in the mall hallway, and we were just dying laughing. It was great. But we're saying those things to say that for some of you that maybe haven't had an encouraging experience with dating, what's going to help that perspective of dates to change is to go on some really fun, encouraging, memorable dates, right? And after you have a couple of those, whether you've planned them or the person that you're going on a date with planned them for you, I think that just helps us to really start seeing, man, this is fun. You know, why wouldn't I want to do this every weekend or every other weekend? But it all starts with that heart of, hey, I want to be an encouraging brother or sister. That's who Jesus was, right? We'll talk more about putting other people's needs before your own in a second here. But turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We'll start in verse 14. Because another conviction that we need to have, which Hannah was touching on this, is that disciples date disciples. Disciples go on dates with other disciples, right? That we're not lax about that, because disciples should marry disciples. Disciples should only commit their life to someone else who has made Jesus the Lord of their life, right? And we're not just pulling this principle out of thin air, right? This isn't coming down from the campus ministers like, hey guys, we're just only going to do dates with disciples. No, this is biblical. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 in verse 14, Paul is writing to the church in Corinth who, hey, had some stuff that they needed help with. And he says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. And God has said, I will live with them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Verse 17, therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. So what do we learn from this verse? First off, yoked, most of you know this, but yoked means to be attached or closely attached to someone or something. And Paul is really correcting and encouraging the church here in Corinth and saying, hey, haven't you been called out from the world? Haven't I set you apart as a people of God? You know, I love how it says that in verse 17, and he's quoting the Old Testament here, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord, right? Holiness means to be set apart. Holiness should be seen in every area of our life, and especially when it comes to friendships and relationships with the opposite sex. And we need to have a conviction as disciples of Jesus that the only people that we're going to consider actually being in a dating relationship with, or even just consider going on a date with, even if you don't like the person, is that it's with other disciples of Jesus. It's with believers, because we all have made the same decision that Jesus is the King, that Jesus is Lord. And if someone hasn't made that decision, then they don't have the right view, not just of relationships, but of how to treat a woman or how to treat a man. And so it's about Jesus, right? He says, what fellowship can light have with darkness? And so we need to have this conviction that we shouldn't be more closely attached for brothers. We shouldn't be more closely attached to women in the world than we are close to the sisters in our own ministry. And for the sisters, you shouldn't be more closely attached and associated with men in the world than you are close to your brothers in Christ. I mean, we share the same Father, guys. We share the same blood of the covenant of Jesus. We are deep family in Christ, right? You know, I have a little sister, and she is a junior in high school. And I just think about, when I think about my relationship with my sister, I want her to feel encouraged. I want her to feel cared for. I want her to feel loved by me, right? I want her to know that I'm there for her as her brother. And in the same way, we need to take that same familial mindset and think about that way in the body of Christ. We need encouragement, guys. COVID has taken a hit on our dating culture as a campus ministry. And we need to go after realizing that, hey, all of us, no matter how long you've been a Christian, no matter if you've had a good dating experience or not, we all need encouragement. We all need awesome, fun, healthy relationships with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. And so disciples should date disciples, because disciples all have the same goal, which is to love God and to love each other with how Jesus loved us. Another good scripture that goes along with this thought of being called out is in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. You can write it down if you want, or turn there quick, but I'm going to read it here. 1 Peter 2, 9. And we read this, you know, in our Bible study with people. It's in our Bible study series. It says, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Guys, we are God's holy nation. We get to show the world how to do dating right, how to have great relationships with each other, great friendships, in a way that isn't built on selfishness or the way the world approaches it. This says that we should be declaring the praises of him who called us out of darkness. Why would we want to return to a sinful way of viewing dating or viewing relationships with men or women? Why would we want to return to that when God has already called us out to something better? He's pulled us out of the world to do things his way, a better way, and really to do things with Jesus as the center. And so dating in the world is all about you, but dating in the kingdom is all about the King, right? Dating in the world is really a lot about what do you look for in someone? Who are you only going to take on a date? But dating in the kingdom is about how can I please the King by loving my brothers and sisters in Christ, right? Jesus has to be our why for dating. He has to be our reason why we're going to be encouraging. We shouldn't just encourage people that we feel encouraged by. We shouldn't just encourage the brothers or the sisters that we already feel close to relationally. But we should encourage because Jesus calls us to lay down our lives for each other, right? Jesus says in John 17 that greater love has none than this than to lay down your life for your friends. That's what Jesus did for us. And so when we think about dates and we think about dating, this is, again, a way that we get to love each other, right? And God will bless that heart. When your heart is, man, I just want to grow in being a more encouraging sister or being a more encouraging brother. I just want to grow in being more intentional and being giving in my friendships. God will bless that. God will bless your friendships. God will lead you to closer relationships with people in your ministry. And odds are you will end up going on a date with someone where, hey, you realize, hey, this is working pretty well. I think I might want to go on another date with this person, right? And you see, wow, things are kind of firing on all cylinders here. Some feelings develop, right? But that's not going to happen if you first don't develop a conviction that everyone needs to feel encouraged, to feel special, because everyone's a child of God. Everyone is worthy of that love because God deemed us worthy. And so we want to transition in here to our last main scripture, which you can turn over to Philippians 2. But when we think about, and we're going to get into some real practicals here after reading the scripture. But when you think about going on dates, one of the main principles we need to have is looking out for the interests of others. And Paul talks about that here in Philippians. And there's ways that we can do that. And Hannah was already starting to touch on them, of ways we can be looking out for the interests of others. So Philippians 2, verses 3 to 7. Paul says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. In your relationships with one another, have what? Have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Okay, so before I pass it over to Hannah, I want to speak to the brothers here about this scripture. So brothers, if you're doing homework or if you're doing something that's not the Zoom call, reel it back in right here. All right, I want to ask you, when is the last time you asked your sister out on a date? When is the last time you thought about a sister in your ministry that you could encourage, right? Even if there's not feelings there, but when is the last time that happened? When's the last time you even had that thought of, you know what? I haven't initiated a date in a little while, man. Why is that? Why haven't I thought about that? Right? Where is your heart at tonight? Or are you just kind of waiting for a date to happen? I'll let another brother figure it out. You know, that brother seems like he's good at organizing those things, right? Or, oh man, I'll let a sister come and initiate with me. And you know, but I'll kind of wait for that to happen because I want to play it cool. No, that's not putting someone else's interest before your own. That's not being a servant, right? That's not being a leader. And so brothers, we need to make this about Jesus, right? We need to think about, okay, am I being a great brother? Because before you can be someone's boyfriend, before you can be someone's fiance, before you can be a husband, you need to be a great friend. You need to be a great brother. Man, this chat's blowing up, about to close it, right? You need to be someone who's going after loving your sisters, right? And I'll share briefly just personally here. There was a time for me in college where I got convicted and I felt like, man, yeah, I've been on dates, but I haven't really made this about Mark growing in this. And so it was around my sophomore or junior year where I was like, I just felt convicted and I felt like, man, I need to grow in this. And so I made that decision of every month, I'm at least going to go on two dates. And I'm going to be a part of planning it. I'm going to be a part of making it a great time, and be a part of really helping something awesome happen that could help change our dating culture. And it was in that time that I just honestly, the thought I had is, why didn't I start doing this sooner? Like, why did this take me so long to make this a conviction? And so, brothers, I want to ask you, are you having the same mindset as Christ Jesus in your friendships with the sisters, right? Are you taking on his thinking, not looking to your own interests, right? Not just talking to the sisters that you're interested in, or just asking the sisters that you're interested at on dates, but just being an encouraging brother. Because when we do that, when we lead in that way, people will be encouraged. Not only will the sister be encouraged, but you will be encouraged as well, right? He who refreshes others, will he himself be refreshed. Amen. And so we're going to get into some practicals here. I'll share in a few in a second, but I'll pass it over to Hannah. You want me to go first? Okay, cool. So I will start with practicals. So we want to give you guys just some really simple practicals when it comes to planning dates and making them great and fun. Okay. One thing is, and this is just very simple, but make sure that before you pick a day or, you know, before you decide anything, and this is especially for brothers, if you're asking a sister out on a date, come with the plan, you know? And of course, you can ask the sister things that maybe they like doing, or a food that they like, or something that they've done before in the city that's fun. But it's good to kind of come into something with a plan, right? Knowing who else are you going to be doubling with on the date, right? Who's going on it? You know, it's good to ask someone and be prepared. And also, another practical here, you don't have to spend a lot of money to have a great date or to have an encouraging time, okay? I have been there. I've been in college. I have been broke. I've had times where I've felt insecure, like, man, can I really make a great date happen when I have 25 cents in my name, you know? And so some of you guys might be feeling that way, but dates aren't about extravagancy, right? And hey, there's a time and place for that, but it's more about being creative, right? Giving thought, giving preparation. Sometimes it might mean everyone's just going to bring food, and maybe you're going to have a picnic, but it's what you do. It's the activity you do when you're there and you have a game planned. You know, I remember one time we went on this group date to a pizza place and it was called Slice of Heaven. And so we were like, we're going to have a heaven themed date. And part of our date is we're going to talk about what are you looking forward to in heaven? What gets you excited about that? Right. So that was not an expensive date, but it kind of brought a spiritual focus to the date, a spiritual vibe, but it was a great time. Another practical, and Hannah was touching on this, is guys, be giving, come to ask questions. This goes for both sisters and brothers, right? Ask questions, come with a heart of, man, I really want to get to know this brother. I really want to get to know this sister, right? I want to be able to keep building a friendship off of that date. And so come to give, don't just come to be given to. Last thing here is, as you're on your date, try to have a balance of the spiritual connection and spiritual focus with the fun, right? You don't just want to be on a date where it's just this activity all the time, but you really haven't gotten to know the person you're on the date with, right? So try to have a balance of a time where you're really able to maybe just walk and talk with someone as you're walking to wherever the destination is, right? And you also want to have a time where, hey, whoever's on the date can do something together. But have that balance. Make sure that it's not just, again, like I said earlier, just a hangout and you're having fun, but that it really is a date. It's a time that you're being intentional with. You good? Pass over to you. All right, I'm going to pass over Hannah for a couple more and we'll close out soon.
Okay. So some practicals for the sisters. I know that, you know, the things that, some of the things that Mark was talking about, these are applicable to the sisters as well. But I think that the first thing that I want to say to the sisters is to go on dates. Say yes. Make time in your schedule. Have I ever been tempted to look for any excuse to not go on a date because I was terrified that it was going to be awkward? I didn't have really any interest in the brother and we'd have cringe conversations in fellowship. So I definitely thought the date was going to be cringe. Yes, that was tempting to look for those excuses. But the times when I, and most times I did, like choose to go, they were so fun. And I got to have just a deeper friendship with that brother. And maybe I understood his awkward jokes a little bit better now because I got the time to sit there across from him and be on that date. And once you're on the date, being prepared to be encouraging. Like, yeah, I think that speaks for itself. And Mark was kind of talking about it too. And the last thing that I wanted to share that I know that some people may not have ever thought to do this, but it has been definitely a cultural thing, but also something that just is, it really gives encouragement to the ministry and to the brothers that ask you on a date is after a brother took a sister on a date, the sister would write a card, thank the brother, and find something out about them that they liked, maybe their favorite candy or a favorite snack. And sometimes people would get really creative and just get gifts, maybe that a brother mentioned that he liked on the date, or just something that you know that would encourage them and reciprocating in that way. And I was really convicted when I was in Guatemala. I spent 7 weeks there after my freshman year of college, and the dating culture was amazing there. Like Sunday after church, there were group dates of like 12 couples going on dates, just like massive group dates that were so well planned, so fun, and the activities were fun. And obviously this is seems extravagant, but and then the sisters would come prepared with a card already written for their date and like candy or something to give the brother. And so me and my American friend who are there were like asked, we were asked on a date and we were part of one of these big group dates and we were so unprepared. We had nothing to give the brother. I was like, oh my gosh, like you got any extra candy, like trying to get it from the other sisters. But yeah, that is like a culture thing for them, but we get to choose what our culture is going to be. Amen. And we get to choose, like, are we going to be encouraging? Are we going to reciprocate encouragement with one another?
Amen. Well, guys, we're going to close it out there and open up these breakout rooms, but let's all decide to see from here on out a shift in our culture and our view of dating, of disciple dating, and to make it about Jesus, to make it about encouraging one another, to be selfless, and that when we do that, we will be encouraged. We will be refreshed as well. But we have to start here with this, is going on awesome, encouraging, fun dates with the disciples in our ministry. And God's going to bless that, and God's going to use that to be a light to the world, to show our friends on campus, to show the people we're reaching out to the depth and the closeness and the unity of our friendships as brothers and sisters in Christ. So we love you guys. We realize that this can be sometimes a confusing or tough topic to talk about. We are here for you. We want to hear your questions. We want to help you. We want to grow in this together because we want everyone in our ministry to be encouraged. And so we're going to open up these breakout rooms, and in them, feel free to come with questions. And also know that you can totally have conversations offline as well in D times. And we will eventually have some future lessons in addition to this one as well. So love you guys. I'm going to end the recording here and we'll open up the breakout rooms.